Hello, everybody, and welcome to Daniela Vaziri's podcast. On today's episode, my guest and I will be discussing a very almost controversial topic, which is religious psychosis and its impact on family members at large. And we'll be providing some different Christian perspectives and how it really impacts family dynamics and lifestyles on the daily. So starting off with our first guest, we have Nicole here. And Nicole, from my understanding, has some personal experience with religious psychosis impacting her family. And Nicole, I sort of just want to hear a little bit more about that, the story behind that, and how you've seen it make an effect on your family.
Yeah, so thank you, Daniela. Growing up, I was raised Roman Catholic and was pulled out of school at third grade to begin doing a homeschool Catholic curriculum that my grandparents paid for. And through that, I grew deep into my faith. I ended up going to a private Catholic college in Steubenville, Ohio, and later found my way here at Kennesaw State University, where I still now practice my religion, but it is not so integral to my education as it was before. That was always something my grandparents really wanted. And as they saw me slowly following a different path that didn't have my career follow a religious path, it was not something they necessarily approved of. And slowly throughout the years, through a lot of political things and whatnot, they have found themselves slowly going into what I would almost call a state of spiritual psychosis. They have been reading things from unaccredited sources that tell them things like how to spot demons in people. And they have fallen really deep into that. One specific situation that comes to mind is this past summer when I got married. And they flew out to Georgia from Texas to come see my family, which they hadn't seen in over a year. And something that made my family really uncomfortable was how they saw a photo of my brother, and he was attending a church service outdoors, and because they were outdoors, there was a shadow on his face from a tree. And upon seeing that, my grandparents got agitated in a sense, and they started telling my parents that my 18-year-old brother had a demon in him, and it was something that made my parents really uncomfortable. It made me really uncomfortable to hear that being spoken about my brother. And it frankly didn't feel appropriate for someone to speak about their grandkid in that way. And that's kind of when it clicked, like something isn't right here. They began telling my parents to hang medals in all four corners of their house. And it was just really odd behavior from them. And it has really put a division between my parents and my whole family from really not just wanting to be around that, because it's not healthy to have to listen to things like that. And frankly, it isn't true. And it's not what a true religious person would act like.
Now, do you see behavior like this making a negative impact on, let's say, someone who doesn't have much experience in the faith, if they see people acting this way, which, like, to your understanding, you know that this is wrong and this isn't the right way to behave, but for someone that doesn't have experience in the faith, maybe they believe, oh, well, this is sort of how all Christians are like. Have you seen that make some sort of negative impact at all?
Oh, I mean, 100%. It even makes me at certain points want to distance myself just from that, because it makes, you know, a very universal religion such as the Catholic Church seem as a form of extremism, which is how they're treating it as. And when they do that, it kind of puts a bad look on Christians in general, because it forms this idea that Christians are crazy and they think demons are in people. And it's really not true, because the real Christian ideology is to love everyone.
So I do want to bring in our second guest, Naya, to contribute to this conversation, because we do know, Naya, that you are a part of the Christian faith, and hearing a story like Nicole's on how religious psychosis has put such a negative impact on her family, how does this make you feel as someone, you know, being a part of the Christian faith, trying to spread love and, you know, the true meaning behind Christianity? Does it make you feel almost a bit discouraged that some people are getting this false narrative of what Christianity is like? Do you anticipate other Christians trying to, like, combat that?
I don't know if discouraged is the right word. I think it's just more so like it makes me a little sad because, like Nicole mentioned, Christianity really is just about loving others. And in the Bible, it definitely talks a lot about how it's not about the works that we do. It's just about our faith and just loving others and just truly what it means to be a follower of Christ. It's discouraging in the sense of, like, it can be discouraging to a lot of people that aren't of the faith. It can be dangerous to people that are wanting to know what Christianity is about. But yeah, it definitely kind of places some corruption in a lot of people. So it could be a little dangerous.
Well, with this danger, Nicole, how is your family putting in any sort of methods of, because I know you mentioned that they're distancing themselves, but have they put in any more methods of really distancing themselves from those practices? Like maybe in a sense where, oh, we don't want to get so far into this that maybe we start thinking this way too.
Yeah. And it's been a struggle because my father struggles from mental issues and he's very close with his parents, and his parents are feeding him these ideas through emails and text messages. And unfortunately, because of this, I have seen probably one of the biggest mental declines in my father that I've ever seen. And I really think that this behavior is starting to get to him, and it worries me as his daughter to see that. You know, my mom does her best to try and distance her children. I come from a family of six from those conversations, because they just aren't appropriate and they aren't real, and this isn't things that people should get themselves into, because unfortunately, the more you dive into it, the kind of the worse and the more harsh it gets. I mean, I've been told that the end of the world is coming if a certain person was elected, and that people would show up at our door in black suits to tell us instructions that we had to follow. It's just an unhealthy way to live. And living in fear is never good. And unfortunately, that's what spiritual psychosis brings. So really, I mean, the main things my family has just been doing is, unfortunately, just spending less time. And the best thing we can really do at this moment for them is to pray for them, because this isn't what Christianity is.
What would you say to those out there who maybe are just starting their walk in the Christian faith? What do you say to those who may be seeing things like, you know, what your uncle has experienced, and they feel a bit hesitant of joining the church because of these false practices? What do you say to them as a sense of encouragement?
I think that the church has been around for a very long time and has had its ups and downs for sure. I really think that it's important to get your information from somebody who has studied theology, not from some, you know, sensationalist who is just going to say something to make you scared or fearful or submit to something. You want to, you know, follow your faith as it's meant to be followed, because whatever, you know, the people that are in spiritual psychosis are saying, frankly, isn't true. And it really oftentimes goes against what the church would teach. And so it's just really important to stay strong in your prayer life. Ask God, is what I'm hearing, is this true? Because God is always honest and will always show people the truth. And, you know, really just, you know, watch the ones you love and know the signs. The signs are the most important. Once they start talking about things that seem a little outlandish, question them. Be like, hey, you know, where are you getting your information from? And, you know, do your best to just educate yourself with informed and expert sources.
Naya, is there any final thoughts that you would like to share with our audience today on maybe their walk in the Christian life? Words of encouragement?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely just think, once again, it's just a huge emphasis on discernment. Having a discernment is very, very important in the Christian walk. So the second someone says something that seems very questionable, don't always just run with it. Don't always take it, run with it. Definitely always have the consultation with God. The Bible gives us majority of the answers that we look for. It doesn't give us all the answers, but you can take a lot out of it. you can definitely take a lot from it. So yeah, definitely, I would say definitely just be consistent with reading the word. That's how you get to know God more. And there are several characters in the Bible that serves as testaments. They were human just like we are. They've experienced the same things, same things that a lot of us have experienced. Just definitely be careful. Definitely be careful. And if you know someone that just might need help, you know, because psychosis is not something that should be taken lightly. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Nicole and Naya, for sharing your personal stories. And if you enjoyed this episode, please give it a thumbs up, subscribe to my channel, and we will see you on the next episode of Daniela Vaziri's podcast. Better title to the podcast to come.